Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 2 o'clock in the Northwest. This is Chef Stuardo. Thank you for tuning into Foodomania meets Quarantinomania. It's a nice day out there today. We expected to have a little bit more rain, but it looks like that's not going to happen until the middle of the night tonight. But it's still a nice day, a little cooler. But a good day to open up the windows and get some air in the house and safely go outside, of course, and get a little fresh air yourself to take a walk. Be something that feels good to you, which would be a good idea. All right, so let's get to some of the things that are going on right now. First off, the Skagit Public Health Department is expanding the criteria for COVID-19 tests. There's fewer people than expected going through the county's drive-through testing site. Howard LeBrand, the county's health officer, said he's encouraging essential workers and those who believe they could have been exposed to the virus to come to the testing site, regardless whether or not you have the symptoms. You know, obviously, the more testing that's done, the better it is on so many levels. People aren't coming to get tested as much as they thought that they would. It's amazing, and that just tells you how the feelings of people are a little bit more laid back on certain levels, which honestly I think is good for one thing, that it eliminates your stress level, of course. But the thing that's not good is that it boosts up the idea of a little bit more complacency of what's happening to people who are not taking certain things serious. And I've spent 75 shows talking about the same thing and pretty much the beginning of every show, and it's not going to change anytime soon. It's a lot of different feelings that are going on. If you think you might have been exposed, if you are even an essential or a non-essential worker, but specifically essential workers, if you're lucky enough to keep going to work every day and you have some income, you don't have to wait this 10-week wait for unemployment, that you're not over 60 with a heart condition that prevents you from even going back to the job that you had before, then you need to think about this and get tested. I support everybody who's still working and getting a paycheck, thank God. But do us a favor, the ones that are not working right now and the ones that might be in a little bit more higher risk, go get yourself a test. Take a little bit of time and make sure, okay? The tests, unfortunately, they cost $125, but state law now mandates that if you have insurance, they'll cover the cost. But even without a copay, those without insurance are absolutely going to have their tests covered by the federal grant that exists in Washington State. So it's not about money. All you need to do is a show ID and affirm that they don't have an ID if for some reason you don't have one, and you'll be covered by the grant and be able to get the test. And that's taking 4 to 5 minutes. It involves swabbing each side of each nostril, unlike other tests that involve inserting a big, deep cotton swab into a nasal cavity. This is painless and quick. Those 6 and older can get tested at the site as well. I'm thinking about heading in there tomorrow and getting a test. I just want to know where I'm at. Thank God I feel really good for the most part, but I'm definitely going to do that, and I encourage everybody else who's listening, especially if you're in the workforce right now, to go get yourself a test, and just to be sure. Okay, so this is where my conflict's coming in today and the last couple of days. To get past all the fat, all the crazy news, all the hyper-political bullshit, and I am allowed to say bullshit, it gets down to the fact that 48 states, as of within the next couple of days, will actually be partially open. And I'm dead set against it in a lot of cases. I'm set against the fact that because we don't have the contact tracing in place and there is not a lot of testing in certain places available, and that there were 14 days necessary to go through all the steps that have been laid out in order to have any kind of a minimal safe opening. And many of these states, in fact, none of them are complying with that. They're just going ahead and opening away. Now, I just talked to somebody this morning in South Carolina, a friend of mine, and they were telling me that restaurants are actually open. And though people are sitting, a little bit apart, there's still people waiting outside. They're just not taking it seriously. Now, some restaurants are hanging these plastic shower curtain type things and separating tables. And now tables are about 10 feet apart at least, and people have to sit across from each other with another plexiglass divide in between. Honestly, people, the idea of going out to eat is to relax, to take it easy, to people watch, to tell stories, to, you know, have a good time, to have a couple of glasses of wine or whatever your pleasure is. Not to go into a shower, a stall shower, pay the same amount of money, and have to dispose of your placemat, which is actually your menu, be able to punch in your debit card to make sure your meal is covered, to wear a mask unless you're actually having a conversation and putting food in your mouth, to see a couple of people working in there, hopefully with masks and hopefully wearing gloves. So I have to admit, I've seen too many pictures over the last couple of days of fellow restaurant workers not wearing masks. And it's not a good situation. There's a guy who's making a he's using his distillery to make a hand sanitizer, and a lot of places are doing that. Oh, so happy for him. Except there's a picture of him in the paper not wearing gloves when he's putting the sanitizer in these bottles. This is stupid. It is. I hate to use the word because I do stupid stuff to you sometimes. But so intent on being able to keep some income coming into his bar and making some hand sanitizer, which I'm sure he'll sell for $15 a bottle or something. This person is an interesting entrepreneur. But he's not even wearing gloves making the sanitizer. So, you know, this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff that people are letting go. Now, I don't think it's good to be totally fanatical and totally out of your mind, but this is the argument that's starting to brew in all these different cities and places around the country. It's like, if you wear a mask, you're better than me. Now, some people can't afford masks, or they haven't figured out a way to make one out of their old underwear or, you know, whatever they happen to be using to do it. But there are people who have made videos. And if you're on your phone, which most people are 24 hours a day these days, look up a little video on how to make a mask. You owe it to me and to everybody else around here to take care and be careful when you're going out into the world. Now, look, some people are just never going to get it. They're just not. It doesn't matter what happens, but they're not going to get it. They think everything's stupid, and they think it's dumb, and nothing's ever going to happen. But they're wrong. They're very, very wrong. But, you know, you can only tell people to do so many things. You can only suggest so many things to people. And unfortunately, that's life. I'm just hoping people will be a little bit more creative. Listen, you know, I'm sorry if I sound like a little crab face today. But I just, it's a beautiful day. I've been spending a whole bunch of time working on things outside and had some good studio time over the last couple of days. I've had some nice meals that I prepared and cooked, had some good conversation with friends. I've watched some really good videos. I've done a little bit of work on things that hopefully will bring some income in. I've contacted a couple of, people that I'm trying to get in touch with, making sure they're okay. But at the same time, I had to make a little truck down to the hardware store today, and people, I just got mad. I did. I got mad that I see people congregating together, talking. Now, a big thing that's important is that we do congregate and we do talk, but man, wear a mask. We'll stay 6 feet away from each other. Now, today they were talking about sporting events, and they did this demonstration. People in the stands or in the, you know, who are watching the games, what are you going to sit there and be quiet? No, you're going to cheer for your team. You're going to get up. You're going to scream. You're going to yell. Well, guess what? That's a spray factor right there. That's where, even if you're have no symptoms, but you possibly could be a carrier. Your saliva and your excitement and the droplets in your mouth when you're screaming for your team is what they're really worried about. The saddest thing in the world that Northwest Washington is being a negative example for the whole country because of a simple choir practice, which people evidently in that choir practice, about 60 people, were all separated by, with enough feet. They did it in a really big space. They were all aware of what was going on. They tried to do the best they could. Nobody at that point in time was wearing masks or thinking about anything like that. And one person ended up, unfortunately, who was positive that had no idea, ended up contaminating all but 10 people in that choir, which is over 40, possibly 50 people. And there was a couple of deaths as a result of it, I believe. And now they're talking about spray all of a sudden all over the place, contact spray. If you're having a heated conversation or something, in so many situations where you have to maybe raise your voice, it's a spray factor. Same thing in congregations and churches when you're praying, you're singing hymns, and you're shouting hallelujah, whatever your faith might be. There's a risk. That's why they don't want you to do that yet. Bowling alleys. You touch a ball. You wipe your head. Your hands are sweaty. You're talking. You're coughing. No, no bowling alleys yet. Same thing with movie theaters. You're in a tight environment for 2 hours in a movie, even if you're 6 or 8 feet, you know, feet apart. You're going to be in the same place. You're going to be drinking your drink. You're going to be sucking something through a straw. You'd be placing potential droplets in the air in that place. Listen, it all boils down to the strategy of this testing situation and the federal government trying to get on top of it, which they're not. Now, we're lucky. We're in an area right here where there's a lot of testing possibilities. Now they're finding that these quick rapid tests are not accurate. Or some of them were bad. There's always going to be something every day, every hour. The one thing that we have control of is some of our actions and what we do. We have control over that. And that is no guarantee either, taking the highest precautions, being as safe as possible. I just, ladies and gentlemen, the only way that this thing is going to open up and we're really going to be able to have some help here and some positive things starting to happen daily where it won't just be like crumbs of a piece of bread. Once that starts happening, we'll be really happy, and it's because of the steps that we're taking right now, which are really frustrating. They really are. Things are changing all over the place, the way people are acting. Many, many people are frustrated and scared, and I totally am possibly one of them some days. There's more and more crime stuff going on. There's things that are not normal during normal situations. But this is not a normal situation. All right, enough of all this negativity and sad, scary stuff. I'm really sorry about having to bring some of this stuff up, but I think it's really important that we just think about not only ourselves, but the other people around us that aren't as fortunate, maybe aren't as mobile, are older, have lived really great lives. Nobody deserves to pass away because somebody wasn't careful and didn't take that one extra minute to do the right thing. So that's what I'm asking everybody to do. I can't wait at some point in time where I can spend my 30 minutes per show on food ideas and delicious things. So there's two things. How do you go from doing a recipe and cooking something on the air to switching to the news of stuff I just had to spend the first half of the show doing, or vice versa? After I just spent the first half of the show doing that, do I want to start talking to you about a delicious pasta recipe? I don't. I really don't. But I need to. All right. I'm just imploring you to just have a good day and just try really hard to take care of each other. That's what I would like to see happen. That would make it really cool. That would make me feel really good, and you feel really good. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, beautiful song by Rhonda E. Forever and Adored. It's definitely available to download. Let us know. I'll give you the address. And it's by donation only. You can make a donation to PayPal for that great song. Forever and Adored. Just basically a great song about what's going on right now and not to worry all the time and realize that we have a lot of great gifts, a lot of good things in our hands. And then the song before that, of course, Keep On Knocking by Little Richard, who we lost last week. Loved and inspired so many people, loved by so many people. Little Richard, institution, incredible. We're going to have some interesting things going on over the next couple of days. And people are continuing to try to make light of, a scary situation. You'll start seeing things like really neat things for sale in people's yards, and it's going to be non-contact bouquets of flowers. Some people are putting out really beautiful farm-fresh eggs and things like that. So there are things going on that could, make your life a little bit happier and, continue to eat some fresh things, be able to shop in certain places where you don't have to, put yourself in danger in order to get some things in your hands. So absolutely support your local people who are putting things like that right there. Some of the local farms are selling eggs and certain flowers and vegetables. And, it's a safe thing to do if you're out for a little bit of a drive to pull over to one of these local roadside stands at some of the local farms and pick up some food from some of these guys and girls that could really use the help right now and make a big difference in their lives and yours, because you'd be getting the trade-off is you get some delicious fresh stuff and then they get a little bit of income for the time and everything that they put to do the things that they're doing. All right, I wanted to give you some information. So you can write me at two places. You can either write me at Chef Stuardo, at C-H-E-F as in Frank, S-T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And you can write in reference to any of the recipes that you've heard me do or any questions that you have or how you go about downloading some of the original music, which is would be really helpful. It's really good stuff. People seem to really love it. And now we're at a point where we're going to do a little commerce around it, and we're just going to ask for a simple donation on whatever song that you download. I wanted to make it optional, so I wanted people to be able to have it if they didn't have the extra money. And then I wanted people, if they did have a little bit extra, to contribute, because it would be helpful to the radio show and helpful to 1020 Radio. And we're getting close to our ninth year in existence, and it's been totally non-funded. In other words, we've done everything on a volunteer basis and for free. And that was always the idea. But just like public radio, we were going to have some sort of a pledge drive at some point in time, and I kept putting it off year after year after year. But we will have our late summer pledge drive for 1020 Radio starting pretty soon, and I'll let you know how that works. And it would be really, really helpful if you like the show and you want to be part of, this broadcast and continue the shows on a daily basis, which are entertaining, and also have access to download over 150 shows that we've done on a lot of different subjects. And we'll tell you more about that. Now, you also have the ability to get in touch with me at Chef Stuardo, Quarantine Mania, and that would be the same thing at hotmail.com. So your choice, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Happy that you're here today. We're going to be gone in just a couple of minutes, and we'll be back tonight at 10 o'clock. So thank you very, very much for tuning in today. And hopefully I made some sense to you in this broadcast and gave you some information and things to think about. There's really, really a lot of hope and a lot of love in the air, and it's there, and never have to be negative about all this, some of these things that are going on. You just don't. All right, I'm going to play a new Stones song. This is the Rolling Stones, and we'll be going out with this one today. Check it out. Oop, we had a technical difficulty on that song, so that song will not be happening. All right, we'll play that for you in tonight's show. It's one of the first new songs that they've done live, for a new record in 10 years. And I will have that one for you. All right, so in the meantime, let's go out with the Through Any Window, where a lot of people are still visiting each other, and this is dedicated to all the loves and people, family members that are inside their assisted living facilities and places where they can't have visitors. Just remember that we're outside. Just look out the window and you'll see us. Tuning in today, and that's all I have to say. Talk to you later.